Hi, welcome to Holistic Marketing. This is where we bridge psychology, spirituality, and marketing to create more clients. I'm Martina Thomason, and I teach you how to do organic marketing that is in alignment with your personal values and feels good to your soul. If you don't want to run ads or learn all the technical aspects around marketing, but still want to attract and convert clients, listen on. Hey coach, I am super excited to be back with you today, and let me tell you what. This episode has been a long time coming. I've honestly been putting it off quite a bit because there is so much to this topic. Like, it's been fundamentally transformative for me to really tap into this, which is self-trust. And this episode and this whole topic has been wanting to come through me for such a long time. And truly, developing self-trust has been one of the things that has helped me grow my business so much faster and more sustainably than before I actually started developing solid, real self-trust. And I'll try to not go on too many tangents, but I want to give you a more full picture of what self-trust really means, like the intricacy, the complexity, and how much of your life is deeply affected by it. So self-trust might sound a little bit vague and fluffy and airy-fairy, a little bit hippy-dippy. Not that I have anything against that whatsoever. Anyways, so it might not strike you as a hugely important business and marketing aspect, but it is revolutionary. And let me tell you why. As children, we were raised by parents or authority figures, right? This relationship, for the most part, consisted of us following rules and orders from these people, you know, being socialized and all of that. And then we have the school system. We get a curriculum and we learn what they tell us to learn, and then we regurgitate that information back. And then we move into a corporate job. We have bosses and managers telling us what to do and how to do it. And we get orders as to how things should be done and not. And there are systems and political structures even for us to follow. I talk about all of this to make it glaringly obvious that through social conditioning, for all of our lives basically, we have been taught to listen to others and not trust ourselves to know the best way for us and what we want in life. Like, we're not taught to think for ourselves and think outside of the box and be creative and solving problems and coming up with solutions that nobody ever thought of. We've been taught to follow rules and things that have been proven to work. And if things has felt off, we have tried to pull ourselves together and get back with it, or even heal past it so that we can get back to business. Like, we don't listen to our internal guidance system. And while we can have emotional triggers that might have us, what some consider as overreacting, we have a reason for that. And there is intelligence behind it that would really help us to find out what is best for us, for our business and our marketing and who we show up as in the world. So as coaches, when we go to build a business, we are like deer in headlights. So many of my clients feel paralyzed as to where to even begin. Like, it seems like such a far-fetched dream and they don't know where to start. They don't know, should I market? Should I not market? Should I wait? Like, what do I need to have in place before I, you know, even start marketing and talk to people? Like, there's all of these questions. They don't know where to even start. And they write huge to-do lists. And so they try to brainstorm. They write out huge to-do lists and end up being overwhelmed. And to soothe themselves, they scroll on Instagram or TikTok. They buffer eat. They use learning to buffer or do house chores because it has to get done anyway, right? And many of them spend hours and hours and hours tweaking their websites or branding or even research a ton of courses that they tell themselves that they need to do before they're ready to go and market. And as an entrepreneur, there are thousands of different self-proclaimed business and marketing gurus telling us all of the things we need to have in place to create a booming business. And so many of them are giving contradictory advice. One business coach might be saying that Reels is the shit. Another says that your email list is the alpha omega. And another one says that you absolutely need a Facebook group to attract more clients. And some marketing gurus go on and on and on about sales funnels, landing pages, SEO, Google Ads, the list goes on, you know? I almost don't need to say all of this because you know, you've seen it. And you have been spinning in your head trying to figure out where to start. So, as I was saying, we have the social conditioning setting us up to become a small, specialized piece in a large, fixed corporate structure where we follow systems that are set in place for us. Then we have the overwhelm on becoming an entrepreneur. You know, we haven't been taught to take the full responsibility. We haven't been taught to figure out ways to solve things like this. And being bombarded with contradictory messages as to how to best get our practice up and running. Oh my God. Okay, so I promise this will all link back really clearly into self-trust in a second. And it's really important to mention this. More importantly is the caliber of people who are drawn to becoming coaches and our inherent personality traits. People in the helping field, you know, coaches, healers, energy workers, therapists, counselors, facilitators. We often grew up being the sensitive family diplomats, energy regulators, caretakers of other people's feelings, etc. Many of us are downright people pleasers. And not only did we put our own needs, wants, and desires in the back seat to please others, many of us were also gaslit. We were told that we were too sensitive, too emotional, too this or that. And we are often stuck in the pattern of fawn, you know, as in the fight, flight, freeze response fawn. This means that we didn't have strong boundaries, that we were overly agreeable. We eradicate our own personal truths, feelings, and desires to fit in with others, and particularly when we were children or authority figures when we grew up. So as a consequence, we stopped trusting in our own inner guidance system. We started believing that others knew better than us. And, you know, I remember myself one day in primary school, a good friend of mine asked, "What's your favorite color?" And I remember replying, "I don't know, what's yours?" And she responded, "Blue." I then said, "Oh, yeah, actually, same here." She looked at me in a funny way and said, "Why do you always say the same thing as other people?" And I remember I felt stupid and shameful, but I've later learned that I didn't trust myself at all. I was a very passive passenger in my own life, and just responding to what everyone else wanted and needed without regard to my own desires. As a matter of fact, I was so distanced from my needs and preferences that I just thought I didn't have any. I prided myself on being easygoing, but a part of me knew that not having any opinions was also for fear of being judged, rejected, or misliked. If I said that I wanted something, then, you know, other people might think that I sounded stupid or selfish or something along those lines, and it scared me shitless. And so I didn't. I just outsourced all of my options and all of the decisions to other people so that I wasn't running the risk of being the bad person, that I was the nice one and the one that, you know, always got along with everyone, and it didn't really matter what I wanted. because I didn't have my own back. I thought that without other people, I would have no one. And not having anyone also meant that, you know, I knew that I was going to be super critical of myself, and I didn't want to be with myself being so critical. And all of this, mind you, is all subconscious, but because this is something that I've realized over the years of really getting a ton of coaching and doing a lot of introspection. So self-trust is closely linked to fear of responsibility as well, lack of self-confidence, self-doubt, victim mentality, and the need to get things right. Because if we don't get it right, you know, shit's gonna break loose. And so we don't trust ourselves to be able to deal with the consequences if shit hits the fan. And so we need to be right. We need to do it properly. And that is something that I see with so many of my clients. They're like, I want to do my marketing the right way. I want to set it up exactly in the way that it will work, guaranteed. And what they're trying to avoid is the emotional pain of people judging them or them perceiving themselves as failing, or the feeling that comes along with thinking that I might not be cut out for this, or you know, other self-doubt that comes in the wake of not doing their marketing right. And if we don't have the self-trust, we don't trust ourselves to be able to trial and learn. Because yes, while there are so many ways to ensure that you have a more efficient way of marketing your offer and to help people realize the value of your services and invite them to work with you in a way that really feels good to them and to you, there is no right answer. You know, even the largest corporations that I've worked with, when I worked in agencies, when I worked for companies, when I worked for startups, scale-ups, whatever, digital marketing is always about collecting data points and figuring out how to go along the way. So you see what works best and then you make more of that. Like, this is what the biggest industry leaders does. And there's something called the unicorn strategy, and that is to pick out your top 10% posts that are performing the best, and then either put money behind those or creating more of it. And I'm not saying that you should put money behind it until you've really honed who you're talking to, when you're really obsessed and excited about your offer, and that you've gotten some feedback from your clients and all of that, just because we don't want you to waste your money into ads and just pay Google to show things that aren't actually effective. But coming back to the self-trust, I see this lack of self-trust in all of my clients without fail, with various degrees, but everyone has severe lack of trust in themselves and their abilities to create this thriving business or to create something that feels good to them. Like, it has to be hard or it has to be done in a certain way because someone else told them to. But we're here to find out what will work best for you and the best for your clients so that you actually are distinguishing yourself from others. We don't want you to be like everyone else. We want you to be you. And the lack of self-trust is currently having you doubting that that's enough. You need to do all of these other things. You need to have a funnel. You need to do this marketing course. You need to do, you know, all the shit. I haven't compiled a list of the most common things where I see a lack of self-trust, and that is stopping all of you from marketing effectively and attracting more clients. So really listen in here. There's quite a few, but really try to see if you recognize yourself in some of them or many. So, okay, you don't trust yourself to get your clients the results that they came to you for. You find it hard to ask for money from potential clients because you don't trust yourself to deliver more value to them than they pay you. And so a part of you feels like you're tricking them for money. You don't trust yourself to be the best coach for them. You think that there might be someone else out there that is better for them, so you don't trust that you will actually be the one for them. And you don't trust yourself to know enough right now. to be an amazing coach. So you research all of these courses and certifications and buy heaps and heaps of them and spend tons of time. You don't trust yourself to have your own back if someone calls you out or judge you for what you share on social media. So you pull yourself back, you don't post, you write it in your notes, but you never share it. You seek validation from your followers on social media because you don't trust that what you created is good enough unless other people are approving of it by liking or sharing or engaging with it. You don't trust yourself to be able to build a thriving business in your specific way that feels natural and easy to you. You don't trust yourself to inherently know the best business to build for your people. So you seek outside for everyone else's approaches, tips and hacks, and tell you how it should be done. You don't trust yourself to take breaks or relax while attracting clients. So you keep yourself busy, even if you don't produce anything of significance from it. You just want to feel that busyness because you tell yourself that at least you're being busy, at least you're working, but you're not. Okay? You're being busy. You don't trust yourself to create an impactful community just by showing up as yourself in service and from love. Instead, you tell yourself you need a business blueprint and a structure resembling a corporate framework. You don't trust yourself to say the right things to make people want to work with you. So you create CTAs or call to actions that are just standardized, you know? Sign up now. Send me a DM. You don't trust your procrastination to have a deeper message for you. If you listen to it, it would catapult you forward towards your ultimate goals. You don't trust yourself to be able to sign clients by leaning on your specific strength, personality, or based on your specific ideas, insights, or visions. You see all the other people, you know, oh, they have such amazing ideas, such amazing ways of doing things. But the way that you want to do it, nobody else is doing that, so it must be wrong, right? You don't trust that what insights come to you is good enough to share. You don't trust that your brain is brilliant enough to make people see you as an expert. You don't trust yourself to be an expert. Because you tell yourself that there are so many experts that are more of an expert than you. You don't trust yourself to have valuable things to say to people. So you write your content down in your notes app, but you don't share it on social media ever. It just piles up. You consider starting a YouTube channel or a podcast or something that requires a little bit more commitment, but you don't trust yourself to be consistent enough to pull it off, or you are doubting yourself to be able to do all of the technical stuff. You set up your calendar for your week, but because you don't trust yourself to actually create real results from those tasks, you procrastinate and reinforce the lack of trust of not getting any of the results that you desire because you're not doing the tasks, you're not doing the things, you're avoiding it, you're shuffling around on your calendar instead. You don't trust yourself to make the right priorities. When you work on a task, instead of getting into flow, you're thinking that you're kind of wasting your time because you think that you should be doing something else. There's always something else that you probably should be doing. You're considering hiring a coach for yourself, like a business coach or a marketing coach, but you don't trust yourself to get the most out of your investment. You don't trust yourself to be a good steward of that money, to either to borrow it from someone or taking up a credit card loan or selling some funds or stocks or selling some things that you own and investing it in a coach and your growth, because you don't trust yourself to be able to get that return on investment. You almost see yourself as a gamble and not a safe bet. You don't trust yourself to have innate wisdom that the world needs. So you seek information from everyone else. You're a consumer and not a creator because of that. Because you don't trust yourself to be good enough, you don't trust yourself to do the work required to get the results that you want, so you don't invest in yourself. You don't trust yourself to pull things off, so you lose motivation and stop moving towards your goal. You might even start applying for other jobs because you're not pulling your coaching business off. So all of this, you not trusting yourself, you procrastinate daily tasks, you're not doing the things that will actually attract clients, and it pushes your desired results further and further into the future. But remember, like, this is not your fault. You haven't done anything wrong. There's nothing wrong or broken about you that needs to be fixed. And for God's sake, stop shaming yourself for it. Stop shaming yourself for not having the self-trust, for being confused, for not having the same results as others. Like, stop it. All of the results that you're creating because of self-trust can gently be dissolved through creating a better relationship with yourself. And learning to trust yourself is such a beautiful process. And this will not only make your marketing 1,000 times better, but it will create ripples in your private life too. You know, I've had clients tell me that their marriage is more peaceful than it has been for 10 years after starting to work with me, because they were now allowed to listen to themselves, take their own needs and wants into account, to do what they're passionate about and see traction, see growth in their business. I've had mothers telling me that they feel like a better parent and creating more connection with their children because they're now starting to trust themselves more. And yes, I help you with your marketing. That's like the overall thing that I do. But when we go so many layers deeper than just the surfacey stuff, we transform our whole life as well. I used to laugh when some of my mentors told me that loving ourselves and developing a better relationship with ourselves was one of the most important things to do in order to grow your business faster. And I envisioned them to say that, you know, taking bubble baths and having essential oils and soothing music would have money rolling into my bank account. And hey, I have nothing against bubble baths, essential oils, or soothing music at all. In fact, I'm all about it. But it was not what my mentors meant. When I went on my own deep quest to build my business, what I arrived at was just that: to create a better relationship with myself and really, really start to developing self-trust was when I started moving faster, was when I started getting way more efficient with my time. I procrastinated a lot less, like hardly anything at all. But hey, we all have a human brain, right? But it was like night and day. And really having this self-trust and this closer relationship with myself also helped me get into flow so that I would get things done in a fraction of the time, because I was in flow. I was in inspired action. And that's how I work on my business every day, like really getting into that self-trust, that serving mode. And I started creating more impact and helping more people, all the while doing it in a way that works best for my personality, my strengths, and my expertise. And it's not about regurgitating affirmations that, you know, part of us don't believe to be true. It's not about the face masks, the bubble baths, the type of pampering. It's about truly deepening our relationship with ourselves to create a more solid foundation to build upon. Because when we trust ourselves, we dare to put ourselves out there in a completely different way. We are able to regulate our nervous system in such a greater way. And people feel that. People are drawn to those that has self-confidence, that are not afraid of taking on responsibility, that are really solid in themselves, because most people aren't. So just by trusting yourself more, you're going to get way more magnetizing to these people beyond what you're offering, just the way that you are, the human that you're showing up as. So when we grow roots deep with self-trust, we learn to have our own backs no matter what happens externally. We are able to weather such bigger storms without crumbling. We are able to try things, fail and just use those fails as data points instead of shaming ourselves into a mental breakdown. We don't get stuck in procrastinations or in freeze patterns because we know that no matter what happens, we trust ourselves to figure it out. We go on YouTube, we go on Google to figure out the technical stuff. We sit with the things and really feel into it for what feels best for us and our business and our people and the direction that we want to take our visions. We dare to invest more. We dare to grow faster and to show up bigger, louder, and more expanded because we trust ourselves to manage. Not to mention that, as coaches, this is what we sell. We sell emotional wellness. We sell reducing people's pain. We sell mental health. We sell peaceful relationships. We are always our first and most important client. And we need to be a product of the product, an example of what's possible. And this is one of the cornerstones of what I teach my clients. And as I said, it's affecting their whole life, not just marketing being more magnetizing and them showing up bigger and attracting more people and really taking their business to the next step. It's also really creating a different space for them in their life as a whole. And so if you recognize yourself in this, if you see that shit, I need to work on my self-trust over here. Like, this sounds like the exact thing that I need to really dive deeply into to get to the next step. And if it really resonates with you to do the deeper work and not just the surfacey stuff, because I'm not about that. I mean, I give you hacks and tips and tricks and best practices within marketing as well. So I do a little bit of mentoring in that sense, but we go deep. So if you don't like the deep shit, all the muddy waters and really digging up the roots, then my coaching is not for you. But if you're ready to dig in the dirt and clean up some things in the most loving way possible, I invite you to get your sweet little ass into a consultation and get started. So you can jump onto Instagram and book via my link in bio at Martina Thomason Coaching, or you can get on my website, martinathomason.com, and book your free consultation there. Until next time, bye. If you enjoyed this episode, pay it forward by sharing it in an Instagram story and tag me at Martina Thomason Coaching. If you want tips on how to create amazing content every week, make sure to sign up for my newsletter and get my free guide, 10 Holistic Marketing Hacks to Sign More Clients. It will transform the quality and quantity of your marketing from here on out. You'll find the link in the podcast description box, in the show notes, and in my Instagram bio. So make sure to grab that right now. I'll speak to you next week.